Man, Marv's notebook for August 1st, Dog Days of Dependency 2026. So I went to see the Spider-Man movie last night. No spoilers, but I'll say 4 out of 5 stars. It's a good movie. Not as good as I thought the previous one was, the No Way Home movie. But definitely a good one, and from what I've seen so far, it's going to be a good weekend for the box office on that, at least. Anyway, I remember when I was coming out of this movie thinking that this version of Spider-Man, the Tom Holland one, the writing around him seems kind of, I don't know what the real word I should be using for it, but I'm going to call it weak or flimsy. The key thing that drives him, that whole with great power comes great responsibility, that phrase has defined Spider-Man, you know, through the years and decades, and through the reboots too, but somehow the meaning of the phrase has been changed every reboot or so. I remember, or at least I think I remember, that the Tobey Maguire one, he was fairly faithful to the comic book in terms of that origin story. And this was when Spider-Man let a robber go free when he could have easily have stopped him, but that came back to bite him in the ass because that robber killed his uncle, and he understood that he had a responsibility to fight crime. Well, it's probably too simplistic, but basically that. And now, this is not a spoiler for this current movie, but in No Way Home, his Aunt May dies, actually says that line to Spider-Man, like a minute before she dies. And it seems like he took the wrong, or at least not the same lesson that the Tobey Maguire one did. In the Tom Holland version, he took great responsibility to mean that he has to distance himself or cut off himself from all of his friends, all of his loved ones. That was his idea of how to be responsible, hope to take care of his family. Not a spoiler, but that continues in this movie. I definitely noticed that is such a mistake. And I don't know if it's just a point I wanted to bring up. It's something worth talking about for those of you that like Spider-Man and like to talk about the Marvel movies. Because I do notice that it's been a thing to try and reinterpret the comic book heroes. Hello, testing? Okay, had to clear my throat. But anyway, yeah, they've been reinterpreting not the origins, or at least the characters of the comic book heroes. I guess they have to do something new every time they reboot. Otherwise, it feels too similar. But anyway, this particular twist on the Spider-Man persona, or his identity. I don't know if I'm pretty sure I don't like it. It's just a matter of how much I don't like it. Anyway, the rest of the movie is good. Action, you know, story. The jokes are, I mean, it lands. I don't know if it's as big a laugh as I used to give them. But anyway, I still highly recommend it. I'll talk more about what's happened this previous year in some future episode. I wanted to get my thoughts out on the movie right away. So until then, I'll talk to you tomorrow.